I'd almost lost hope of ever finding Annabeth and Grover when a familiar voice bleated, "Percy!" I turned and got tackled by Grover's bear hug, or goat hug. He said, "We thought you'd gone to Hades the hard way." Annabeth stood behind him, trying to look angry, but even she seemed relieved to see me. "We can't leave you alone for 5 minutes. What happened?" "I sort of fell." "Percy, 630 feet? Behind us, a cop shouted,
"Gangway!"
The crowd parted, and a couple of paramedics hustled out, rolling a woman on a stretcher. I recognized her immediately as the mother of the little boy who'd been on the observation deck. She was saying, "And then this huge dog, this huge fire-breathing chihuahua?" "Okay, ma'am," the paramedic said. "Just calm down. Your family is fine. The medication is starting to kick in." "I'm not crazy. This boy jumped out of the hole and the monster disappeared." Then she saw me. "There he is. That's the boy." I turned quickly and pulled Annabeth and Grover after me. We disappeared into the crowd. "What's going on?" Annabeth demanded. "Was she talking about the chihuahua on the elevator?" I told them the whole story of the chimera, echidna, my high dive act, the underwater lady's message. "Whoa," said Grover. "We've got to get you to Santa Monica. You can't ignore a summons from your dad." Before Annabeth could respond, we passed another reporter doing a news break, and I almost froze in my tracks when he said, "Percy Jackson. That's right, Dan. Channel 12 has learned that the boy who may have caused this explosion fits the description of a young man wanted by authorities for a serious New Jersey bus accident 3 days ago. And the boy is believed to be traveling west. For our viewers at home, here is a photo of Percy Jackson." We ducked around the news van and slipped into an alley. "First things first," I told Grover, "we've got to get out of town." Somehow, we made it back to the Amtrak station without getting spotted. We got on board the train just before it pulled out for Denver. The train trundled west as darkness fell, police lights still pulsing against the St. Louis skyline behind us.